we expected the ruling from Chief Justice Chijikaosiku on our appeal against Justice Kachwayo's judgment, which ruled that all properties now belong to Kunonga. We are now in the custody of Kunonga, the excommunicated bishop of the Anglican Church. So that sitting did not take place. Instead, Justice Tendai Uchena of the High Court delivered his only ruling that dismissed our application for stay of execution, in which we sought a court order stopping the messenger of court and Kunonga from proceeding to evict our clergymen from rectories or church houses. So this has saddened the bishop of the Anglican Diocese of Harare, Bishop Chad Gandia, who says in the High Court, no one in the national leadership has shown responsibility and is showing concern for the right of Anglicans to worship in their churches. This is a sad scenario that we have, where national leaders are not taking responsibility for their actions. Justice will one day prevail. These are the words of the Bishop of the Diocese of Harare. So what as well happened was that in the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice wanted the case to be heard in his chambers, but our lawyers have argued that that cannot proceed because this is a constitutional matter that should be dealt by the full bench of the Supreme Court. And we are just hopeful that this matter will be dealt with in a fair and transparent manner, rather than this continued judicial fraud that we continue to witness as a church.
We understand that the evictions are still continuing. We see that Reverend Kasipo and Chegutu was evicted on Friday. Can you tell us more?
Reverend Lovemo Kasipo of St. Edmund Church in Chegutu, on Friday afternoon, actually, he was evicted from his rectory after a Kunonga priest and a messenger of court and some four other guys, believed to be some youth, came while he was having a bath and threw out his belongings and pushed everyone outside. A member of his congregation had to create space for him by actually leaving their house to allow the priest to find accommodation. So the church will continue to seek for alternative accommodation. But we feel that the security of clergy in the Anglican Diocese of Harare has become an issue of concern, as we see that police support of maybe the messengers of court are acting in concert to destabilize the Anglican Church. We do not really know their motive, but everyone feels that this is now being directed by powerful people who have another motive other than a religious motive.